Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Robert Nauer in the Villages once again. The topic is setbacks and construction within your lot lines. They're different for designers, verandas, and where I live, in a villa, concrete villa, precast concrete villa. How do I know this? Well, you have to read the rules. Again, it comes down to going to district.org.gov, reading the rules. Ah, but no, it's not exactly that clear. Here's the problem. The problem is that the rules, for example, with my living in a villa, it not only depends on the fact that you're in a villa, but are you in an end-unit villa, or are you in a in-between villa, between sandwiched in between others? I read one set of documents that said that along the common wall area, which the village owns, and I, because we have an end unit, the setback was 7.5 feet. I wanted to be sure. Unlike 90% of the villagers who don't bother to check, I wanted to be sure that what I was doing when I built my birdcage, concrete, and hot tub was correct, so that it didn't have to be fined, ripped out, and redone. And so I went to Sumter Landing to the Community Standards Division, which maintains all of these files and can check on everything. And I gave them my lot and unit number and where I lived. And they said, your setback against the concrete wall is only 5 feet. You must not touch the 5 foot, but you can be 5 feet and 1 inch from the common concrete wall, for which you are responsible as an owner. I went, well, why is it my neighbor? I said, the reason I'm checking is because why is it my neighbor down the street from me that has a similar wall, but backs up to a view, a pond, and has a metal fence, their setbacks are 7.5 feet. Why is that? And she said to me, it depends on the exact unit that you buy. For in their case, because they're on a view lot, their setbacks are larger because we don't want people encroaching onto the view area as much. You, on the other hand, even though you have a concrete wall, you have no view. You're on a corner lot coming into a villa, and you, since you have no view, your setback is only 5 feet. I said, where does it say that? And she goes, look here at paragraph number 4 of your CDD for villas. And I said, okay, it says 5 feet there. I said, but she goes, now, wait a minute. You can't even be sure of that. To verify this, you must go to the plat that was given to you at the time of closing. So people, this is the important part. You must keep your documents. You must retain that plat when you're ready to do ARB submittals, because it is the plat that actually dictates your setback. She said, and they said, although the rules may stipulate 5 feet, if for in fact your plat says 7.5, then you are subject to a 7.5 foot setback. But if your plat does not dictate those dimensions, then you go with the governing rules laid out in the CDD for the type of home that you own. I said, wow, that's really rather complex. She goes, but that is the rules. And she goes, and furthermore, now, if you do something incorrectly, which is why it's a good thing you came here to verify this, if you do something incorrectly or your builder does something incorrectly and you encroach on that 5 foot or 7 foot setback, then you are in violation and you will not be allowed to sell your house until such time as you rectify that error. And so I said, wow, that's a big problem and can be a financial disaster. She goes, that's why people must check and ensure that they're doing everything correctly as you are. I went, wow, glad I came here and checked, because had I not checked, I would have only built mine to 7.5 feet, not 5 feet. So I'm glad that I did this. It'll give me 2 extra feet of wiggle room with my birdcage that I'm putting in. But I said, so this rule, you can't sell your house. She goes, it's realtors. The rules here in Sumter County, Marion County, now they require all the homes that are being sold to be vetted and ensure that, and the homeowner has to sign a addendum to their sales contract that says that they verify that they have in fact done everything correctly and that every ARB submittal has been done and is proper, and that if they don't, then they are subject to a lawsuit by the buyer if in fact the buyer finds out that they lied, and they can prove it because they can simply come here and find out that their setbacks are not correct, or they built improperly, or they didn't get any approvals at all. And so the bottom line is, it behooves every seller of a village property to ensure that they follow the rules, get the ARB approvals, and know what the proper setbacks are, and not simply rely on what a contractor says. There are many contractors, and I found this out myself in getting 5 different quotes, who say, oh yeah, don't worry, we'll take care of all of that for you. We'll take care of the ARB and the permits. Well, I expect them to take care of the permits. That's what a fucking general contractor is supposed to do. But it's up to the homeowner to go get the ARB approval. Now, I will admit, there are many villagers that don't do that. They let the contractor do it. In fact, they have no way of knowing whether or not that contractor actually got that approval unless the homeowner gets a copy of that ARB approval back that shows everything that they said they were going to do. Because you've got to vet and verify that, in fact, they are building it according to spec and according to compliance with the village rules for setbacks and what can and cannot be built. And so consequently, it really falls right on the homeowner. It doesn't fall on the contractor. It falls on the homeowner. Another thing I found out, that with hot tubs, above ground hot tubs and or in ground hot tubs, they are not allowed to be within 5 feet of a window area. And if they don't, then the window has to be replaced with a particular type of a window. And the reason for that is, as they said, we don't want some dumb person stumbling backwards out of a hot tub and falling through or hitting themselves or cutting themselves and breaking a window. So you're not allowed to be within 5 feet. I said, well, luckily, where I'm putting mine, it's not. So some really basic rules. It behooves every villager to make sure that they get ARB compliance. They read the CDD section at districtgov.org to know whether what the rules are and whether they're going to be in compliance should they decide to go ahead, to know what the setbacks are. But again, you cannot just rely on what the rules, governing rules say. You must go pull the plat that was given to you at the time of closing and see what it says on it. And if it says something different than the governing rules people, then the plat supersedes the governing rules. So learn from this before you make a big fucking mistake in the villages and cost yourself thousands of dollars. And with that, Bob out.